Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We've been heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Nigeria, Kenya, you name it, literally all over the world. And we'd like to welcome all of our guests that's with us on tonight. Yes, and we're live. As of this very moment, we'd like to just take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. The man whom God has also given a mandate to lead the world into 100 days of fasting. As of this year, this has been accomplished. Also the author of 1,000 days of consecutive fasting, where he himself has fasted consecutively 1,000 days before the Lord. He is the first of many firsts. Plus, he's one of the world's greatest theologians, as well as one of the world's greatest pastors. And he pastors Amazing Grace International Church. And so many other things, and God is using him in a great way to help bring an awareness to people all over the world, awareness of the goodness of God, how good God is, and allowing them an opportunity to say thank you to the Lord. Now, without any further ado, coming up at the top of the hour will be this great man of God who is leading the world in a brand new spiritual awakening, and he's known throughout the world as one of the greatest known in the church community as the greatest gospel saxophonist. And you will get to know him. All that are in the blog community, you will get to hear him as well as know him. And we also would like to just give an address so all of our blog friends will be able to make contact with him. In order to make contact with him, here's the mailing address. Dr. Bernard Johnson, you want to spell it with a V, capital V-E-R-N-A-R-D, Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. You'll be hearing more throughout the program. But in the meantime, call a friend or call a neighbor and have them to join us. And we are live, and the number to call in is 646-595-2035. And now, without any further ado, we gladly present and introduce to others the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Judy Hook Hagen. You know, I wish you could just see my smile. And then I'm smiling, so wondering who you're talking about. And then it dawns on me that you're talking about me, because I just got on the line. And my God, I've had introductions, but none better than what you give to me. Thank you so very, very, very much. My God.
You're welcome, sir.
This is a smart lady. I want you to know her. She's giving the introduction to your chief, but she's a smart, smart, smart lady. Amen. She was the valedictorian of her class. Amen. She was the head compared to the student newspapers. And president of the National Honor Society, all that kind of stuff. This is a smart lady, and I want to thank her for her great introduction. I love her, and I love her, Bishop Hagin, and I thank God for both of them. And even the folks down there in Georgia, I tell you, they're the shoddenest folk I ever met in my life. You think y'all can shout? No, no, no. The folks there in Hagin, Georgia can shout. Amen. I just, if you see me shouting, I got it from the folks in Georgia. Oh, God. It's good to have y'all on. This is a new awakening. Thank God for it. And I'm going to keep telling you that one day somebody in the news media is going to hear about this. And they're going to take it under their wings. And they'll tell them what God can do through them. But they're going to be using God to push the new awakening all over the world. Amen. And because in 1740s, that was the Great Awakening. They called it the Great Awakening. It was a spiritual move. And here we are in 2016, going on 17, with now the New Awakening. What is the New Awakening? It's simply a spiritual shift in Christendom, shifting from the approach to God. The approach has been, give me, give me, give me, Lord. Every time people prayed for centuries, Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Yeah, he knows your every need. But we have shifted this away from the give me, give me, give me. And now the approach is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We try to thank him 1,000 times a night on this program right here. But we got folks on here who have taken the challenge and they thank him 4,000 or 5,000 times a day. We got one lady who says, touched me on the shoulder at a convention. She said, I thanked him 9,000 times today, Dr. Johnson. Then we got one lady on here, our mother to the nation, Dr. Stern, and Dr. Stern. She has thanked him over 11,000 times in one day. Oh, my God, my God. And some of y'all thanked him 2 times today. Oh, my God. All you had was 2 thank yous for him. And he did. He told me to show you. He did over he did thousands of things before since yesterday. This time last night, he's done thousands of things for you. One of them is he let your heart beat over 100,000 times. If you gave him a thank you every time your heart beat, you'd have to thank him 105,000 times. My God. And I could go on, but I'm not going to get there tonight. I just want to just tell you that God has been good, not just good, but real good. Yeah.
Yes, he has been.
Amen. And you really owe him some praise. If you had a friend since yesterday, just one of your friends, who did over 1,000 things for you since yesterday, 1,000, over 1,000, I'm sure you thank him more than 2 times. Amen. Don't play God so short. Amen. We're going to give him some praise and try to thank God. We're going to try our best to thank him 1,000 times this night. Amen. Want to get your prayer request so we can put him in there, and then we're going to thank him. Amen. If you have a prayer request, I'm going to put Dr. Betty Johnson on there, and always our grandchildren and our daughter and her husband, Raphael. Lenitra and Raphael. All right. Thank God for Jesus. Dr. Betty. Anybody else have a prayer request? You better get it in there because we're going to thank God 1,000 times. And he's certainly going to be in the midst. Amen. All right. It's open to you.
Ambassador Peterson, I'm spoken.
All right, Ambassador Peterson. Good to hear your voice. Amen. Always good to see you. You are so faithful. Okay? Anyone else?
314 Ambassador Jones. I want to pray for my children.
Hey, Ambassador Jones.
Hey, how you doing? And
I'm
want to pray
along.
For Lady Grace.
Tremendous,
and I want to pray that God blesses me with a car this week.
All right, you need a car.
Yes, right.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
I want the saints to pray for me and my children. God bless you.
All right. We had a good time this evening.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
Continue to pray for Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, all right.
Yeah.
Anyone else? All right. God bless y'all. You have to jump in there when I'm asking you because I'm not going to really wait a long time. But I want to give you that opportunity. I'm going to ask one more time. Be ready.
Missionary Yura Frierson is requesting prayer. Thank you, and God bless.
Okay. That's Missionary Yura. Okay. All right. Anybody else requesting prayer? Let it be known.
Sheila Brown, 913, Chief Ambassador. Good evening. Please keep me in prayer.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Now, here's an important question. Can I get you? One of the things I'm trying to do, that God called me to do this, is make ambassadors. That was his instruction to me. And what I mean, what do you mean, he said make prayer ambassadors. Did y'all look around the world now? You think the Lord spoke to me and told me to make prayer ambassadors or not? If we ever needed prayer, the world needs prayer now. And believe me, it's something spectacular is going to happen when God is going to launch this thing. I mean, so badly. Everywhere, you don't see. You watch and see what I'm telling you. And, oh, my God, because it's needful. God told me to make prayer ambassadors. What do? They make prayer cells, and they get people all in their area to pray like never before. Pray for our nation. Pray for our youth. Pray for our health. Pray for our strength. Pray for healing. Pray for miracles. Just pray, pray, pray. And oh, my God, if we ever needed prayer, look at the world. Look down there in Mississippi. Look down there in Louisiana. With the flood. Look there in California with all the fires going in the world. Look at the tornadoes they just showed. Oh, there's so many things. Right here in Kansas last night looked like it was a tornado here. So, I mean, so many things are happening. God said make ambassadors, and I'm about it. All I need y'all to have faith and pray with me, and you're going to see that spectacular is going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. They need to wait upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to pray tonight. I'm going to ask y'all to pray. You heard these. Now, be interested. Have a heart of compassion, y'all. I ask you to pray for Dr. Betty, our grandchildren. I'm asking you to pray for Bria. Amen. And I'm asking you to pray for our daughter, Denise and Raphael. I said that first. I know the way to the end. But y'all wouldn't say nothing. So I just jumped in there. All right. And Master Peterson, with the unspoken truth. Master Jones, Renata Jones, was praying for her and her children. And AGI, she remembers us. And then she needs a new car. She says she needs a car, but I'm going to say she needs a new car. She needs a beautiful car. She needs a great running car. Amen. Don't be like my mother. And then, oh, my God, she was so tremendous. But she used to tell the son when we were coming from Arkansas, and we didn't have no place to live, and I asked God for a place to live. I said, Lord, you know we don't have no place to live. We're going to Kansas City. And, Lord, bless her with a little shack to live in us in Kansas City, please, Lord. And she said, that's just what the Lord blessed. Oh, bless her with a little shack to live in. You got to be specific and very to the point with God, and even as a business person, ask him for what you will and specify it. Amen. You don't want him to just give you a car, Ambassador Jones. Give him a good, give you an excellent running car and a beautiful car. You don't want it to look like you're in a hoopty.
Yeah.
Amen. Tell him to give you a beautiful car. Ask him. And whatever comes out of your mouth that's in your heart, and he will give you your heart's desire. So I'm just trying to help you. And we ask God for a beautiful, excellent running car for you, because you need to get from A to Z, and you need to get down here from St. Louis to the convention in June next year. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. God bless you. And Sister Lucille, amen. God bless you. We're praying for you and your children. Keep those children on the altar, I'm telling you, like you're doing tonight, and you will be so surprised at what they become. Oh, my God, as you become more aged, more mature, those kids are going to take care of you so well. Simply, you're going to look back and say, I kept them on the block line. I kept them on the youth prayer line. I kept them on the prayer line in the morning. And God has blessed my children so. Watch and see. You're going to give that testimony on this prayer line, on the blog line, on your prayer line. You're going to tell it, because they're going to be so outstanding, because simply you kept your children on this anointed altar, on the blog line, on your prayer line, and on the mother line. God bless you. Mother Wilson, we're praying for you too. Oh, my God. You know, the God will continue to touch your legs, keep cramps out of them. Won't you drink much water, Mother Wilson? Yeah. Drink a lot of water and put maybe 3 drops of oil in some of those glasses that you're drinking. And ask God to touch your legs and have faith. David prayed for himself. And because of his faith, God would do everything he asked. Yeah, thank you, Lord. And we remember you. Mother Yura, you're getting better. You were in the hospital. We prayed. All glory be to God. And God brought you out of that hospital, and you went to rehab. That's the way Mother Johnson used to do. She'd go in the hospital, come out of there, and go to rehab. But she didn't have the Holy Ghost rehab that we got now. You need to take advantage of it. I'm telling you. You can get healed by doing the Holy Ghost rehab. Just listen to the name right there, the Holy Ghost rehab. That means that the Holy Ghost is being honored during the rehab time. And while you're moving your legs and moving your hands and your arms, and some of y'all are shouting, you can get healed right on this prayer line in the name of Jesus, because you are rehabbing with the Holy Ghost. My God, Lord, don't make me run around this house.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God, I pray. No
thank
more.
You,
amen. Sister Cedar Brown, amen.
Yes,
you too. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
No, you keep rejoicing, because you're praising your way to a miracle. And to all of you, let me pray for the folks tonight. I was going to ask some of y'all to pray, but I feel the anointing to pray for all these persons. Everybody, I believe everybody we pray for, the Lord is going to give you a miracle.
Amen.
All you got to do is join your faith with mine, and it shall happen unto you. God, thank you. Oh, I'm going to start. The last shall be first. Lord, thank you for Sheila Brown, God, who's been such a blessing on this prayer line, how she opened her mouth and praises you.
Yeah.
I thought maybe some time ago that she was making too much noise.
Hmm.
But God, when I heard her testimony about how you brought her out of drugs and how you brought her from, I believe, alcohol too and other things, and God, I told her to go ahead and make as much noise as you want to make.
Amen.
God, because she's praising you for bringing her out of all those things.
Yeah.
She got a right to praise you like that. Thank you, Lord. And God, look on a missionary, you're a friar. So Oh, God, you brought her from the hospital to the rehab. Let us sometimes join in with the Holy Ghost rehab. And God, you heard me utter the words that you could hear me through that. Please don't let my words fall to the ground. I'm not trying to get any glory. I'm just trying to get you glory. But I know the Holy Ghost we have is better than man's we have. Much better. Because the Holy Ghost can do anything but fail.
Amen.
While then we have it in the Holy Ghost, he can heal those legs. He can heal those arms. He can heal your body. He can heal cancer. He can heal diabetes. He can heal tuberculosis. He can heal heart trouble. He can heal mind trouble. He can heal shoulders and emphysema and all kinds of things. He can heal all those back problems and heal all those stomach problems. God, let him get involved. And we're not trying to stop him from doing man's rehab, but I decree that God's rehab is better than man's rehab. Thank you for it, Lord. Look on Mother Wilson. And the same thing I'll say to her, Lord, touch her. And Lord, bring that level up, whatever is lacking, that would cause her to have any cramps. In the name of Jesus, bring it up, God. Let her exercise more. God, let her drink water more. And whatever you need her to do, lay it on her heart to do. Oh, God. Every unspoken request. Thank you, Sister Lucille. God knows your request. Ambassador Peterson, God knows your request. Unspoken. I'm asking you, grant it. In the name of Jesus. Granted, God. Bless. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, God, look on Ambassador Jones. She's been a faithful warrior also on this line. Bless her children. Bless her with a new car, an excellent running car. In the name of Jesus. Give her the payments that she's able to handle. In Jesus' name. And let her look good in her car.
Yeah,
and when people wonder how she got it, let her roll up down the window and not say a word, but just point up to you. My God. And you blessed her.
Thank you.
Made a way out of no way. I don't care what her credit looks like, God. Let the machine say yes instead of no. Bound to be helper. In Jesus' name, I pray. So many people on this line, Lord, and across the country who are proud warriors and people of God have been misused so much in this system that man put here with the credit scores and things like that. And yes, Lord, we believe it's right to pay our bills and everything else. But God, the enemy attacks your people so in the area of finances, he tries his best to keep them from paying their bills on time. It's the enemy, God. They're trying to keep them from having enough money to pay their bills.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want them to have good credit. He knows that they can do things for you, God, so he doesn't want them to have credit. He blocks the money from coming to them. I want to ask you, Lord, since we know that he blocks their money, then I'm asking you to fix the machine where the devil can't block what they need. Oh! Somebody ought to agree with me here tonight. Lord, fix that machine. It's just a machine. And you having me to push a message that you're the God over inanimate objects as well as animate objects. You can move in inanimate objects. Machines that don't even have a heart. But you can fix it.
You can
fix it when the devil says no.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, please make me act up. I feel like shouting.
Yes, you can.
Precious people who've been misused by the system.
Yeah.
The devil doesn't want nobody to get stuff except his people. As of this night, somebody give me this date real quick.
25th.
August 25th, 16.
August the 25th. I'm asking you to let the anointing go on bills everywhere of the saints of God. Let the anointing go everywhere on where they are, and make people who have been unjustly caused these people to be in there. Make them cancel debt in the name of Jesus. Lord, make the machine for these precious people who love you, Lord. Let the machine say yes and let them know. And God, let them be able to pay their bills in the name of Jesus. Cancel the credit forget that. Just fix the machine. Well, no matter what the credit score is.
Thank you. Thank you, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
And he said it's like he came back kicking. He might say and screaming, no, Lord, no, Lord. But I obey God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sold a home there in Texas, gave it up, and left everything. Mm-hmm. And God said, come here, I obey you. And he is certainly, I want to tell you, you all wouldn't be hearing this tonight on this blog line if I hadn't obeyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were reaching people all over the world. I guess in my life, with my horn, I blow my horn, not exaggerating, but to be truthful with you, I blow my horn probably to over the world, over 40 years, to over 500 million people by my travels. I was doing concerts all over the world, and all glory be to God, probably like maybe a couple hundred, 200 concerts a year. And God told me they wanted me to come here and start this ministry. And I started Amazing Grace wouldn't have been if I hadn't heard God. And I don't think this prayer line would have been if I hadn't heard God. The log line wouldn't have been if I hadn't heard God.
Yes, right.
Nor, I would have never thanked him 1,000 times a night if I hadn't heard God. And you wouldn't have been thanking him 11,000 times a day if God hadn't used me to bring me here and to do that. If I hadn't heard his voice on that plane, I said, son, I said, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? If I hadn't been obedient, y'all wouldn't have ever been thanking him 1,000 times and sending up, combined with 195 different nations, over 3 billion praises a night. No, I was so comfortable doing my concerts. And God said, move. I'm talking to somebody, and you're getting something out of this, because God's been talking to you lately about something. But he said, move. And just to be honest, you know, we're not perfect. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to leave Texas. I didn't want to do it. But I was so in love with Jesus that anything he told me,
amen,
I would do. And I did it. And Lady Betty, she was with me. We both did it. And but so many of these things would have never come to pass. Never. The youth prayer line wouldn't have come to pass because I was too involved with my concerts. And God knew that he had to get me out of Dodge in order to free me up, that I would do what he wanted me to do. So sometimes he had to move.
Yeah.
Amen. And yes, I've been so rejected in my life so many times. Rejected. Amen. Things have hurt me and bruised me so badly. I never thought that they could bruise me like that, but they have. But I'm going to tell you, rejection has been for my protection.
Amen.
And when God allows you to be bruised, I'm telling you, when he allows you to be bruised and wounded, it means that a blessing is right around the corner. Hope you caught that and you catch it in your spirit. It means that a blessing is right around the corner. That's the way the enemy does. If it's not around the corner, he wouldn't be trying to bruise you. And let me just tell you something else. Watch him. The devil will kick you while you're down.
Yeah.
You're bruised, you're wounded, and you're so bruised. And then that mean, vicious devil will see you bruised and wounded and kick you while you're down. That's why you got to be wise. Amen. And thank him for everything. Thank him for the bruises. Thank him for the wounds. Thank him when you're going through hard times and tribulations. Thank him. I tell you, you'll thank your way to a miracle. And God will see your praise in the midst of the storm. Oh, don't touch it. I got it. He'll see your praise in the midst of the storm. And he will reward you. Oh, like never before, he'll reward you. He'll bless you. And my wife didn't say, he'll bless your socks off. He will do it. Amen. Just hanging on there. Amen. I want to sing this to you. I'm not a soloist. But I don't even know the real words. I'm making my own words up. In other words, I'm the author of this. I'm not the author of the psalm of the tune of the melodic line. No, somebody else's melodic line. But I, you know, part of these words are my words. And I've been through the storm and the rain, but I made it. I had hard trials and wouldn't complain, but I made it.
Hallelujah.
Ask God for some help, and He's been there when no one else would help but God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, I made it. The devil tried to win, but I made it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All night long, but I made it. But oh, He's been there like no one else. Oh, Jesus, praise the Lord. Oh, I made it. Listen, you've been through the sun, and I'm talking to somebody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, yes, son, I'm letting you go through so many struggles and had visions, and you don't know pain until somebody just takes your vision. And let me tell you something. But God does that and allows it because He's going to give you a bigger vision.
Yeah.
That's why He does it. Yeah. He's going to bless you on another level. And when you look back over your shoulders, what the enemy thought he did to you, it won't seem like nothing. Amen. God's going to take you to higher heights and deeper depths. Amen. He's going to bless you. Hey, I want to tell you another thing. God will mold you and shape you by letting you go through storms when you're down. When you think you can't make it, He's molding you and shaping you. Letting it happen then. Why?
Right.
Because He's letting you let it happen to you then. Go through financial strain and everything then. Because He's getting you ready for a higher level. See, I told you, amazing grace. Yeah, God lets you go through a financial strain now and let people try to manipulate you now and hurt you now. Because if he lets you happen while you ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
Because if you had $1 million, they manipulate you and get your money from you. But
yes,
since that you go through while you ain't got nothing, bruise your bruise down in your heart, everything now. When you get where you're going, listen, they won't be able to do it because you've already been through it. You already already been hurt.
That's right.
And so when you get, you ready for, let it happen to you now while you ain't got nothing.
Yes.
When you get so God, He's going to let that money exchange come. When you get so God has blessed you bountifully, people going to be trying to pull every trick in the book on you.
Yeah.
But it won't be able to work. Why? Because God let you be kicked while you ain't got nothing. He let
you be bruised
while you ain't got nothing. But when you get where He's going to take you, amen, you're going to be so wise, won't nobody be able to get a dime out of you. And when He'll be able to speak to you and tell you where to send the money and how to use the money, because you're going to be open to His voice. Amen.
Amen.
I've been getting this tonight. I didn't plan to go in there, but thank you.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Let the enemy, you know, just thank God for whatever happens. Brother Johnson taught me that, just whatever it is, just thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. They thought they got over on it. Thank you, Jesus. And you saw him coming.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Take the low road all the time. Take it. Why? Let God shape your wound. Because down the road of peace, as they said, down the road of peace. And maybe I mean one of them Arkansas roads. When they say down the road of peace, it's a way. It's a way. But down the road of peace, you'll see why God allowed you to go through this and allowed you to go through that. And he will bring you out all right. In fact, he's going to bring you out to that text. I hope I'm hefty from the night. Thank you all. Anybody got a praise before we go? Real quick. Praise.
Dr. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I just ask a question? Do you have a birthday September the 6th?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Thank you.
That's my birthday. Amen.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador Frierson. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank God for you, and I thank God for the prayer line. And you're doing a great work. And I would like to know if you recorded Break Every Chain, and if you recorded that, how much is that?
I'll tell you what. Do I have your address? I think I do.
Yes, you do.
And then text it to me again, and that will save me some time. I'm so inundated with things. It's good if you can save me some time. Text it to me again.
Okay.
And I'll just send it to you. You don't owe me a dime. I'll just send it to you.
I'll send a love token.
That's up to you. But you don't owe me a dime. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Amen. And Mother Willie Johnson, I've got to get that to you, too. I'm sorry I haven't forgotten it. But if y'all knew what, you know, so many things that I have on my plate, I've got I got 14 programs over a week. This is just one of them. This is just one program over
a week.
You can pick it up every night. This program alone is seven programs over right here. Amen. And then on top of that, just pick it up. God, that's a time that I'm 5 days a week. Amen. Then I'm over the youth prayer line. My host, Ambassador Fife, Ambassador Hodges, they're the host. I'm really over that prayer line. And I want to make sure that we do know that I am. Amen. So I need your prayer. Y'all can say me in trouble. Amen. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Anybody else got a praise report? Y'all don't know. Y'all think I'm asking y'all to give praise reports for the people around the world and Canada. And I am. But a lot of times, I'm going to say something kind of deep here that most people will never understand. Amen. But a lot of times, it's for me. Amen. Elijah prayed. He was one of the greatest prophets who ever lived. And he prayed when he asked God for something for Israel. He said, Lord, do this thing for me, that the people